CIOI.
Welcome back. This is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show right here on Indy 101.5.
Hey, you're stealing all my thunder. I was going to say Indy 101.5.
Hey, this is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on
Indy 101.5.
There we go.
All right.
We're on now.
All right. So, yeah. So, sorry about the small amount of dead air there at the beginning of the show. We had a little technical difficulty. We have sorted it out. Now, we're trying out some new gear so we can be more professional.
Yes.
Or less unprofessional. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, look at that. It was scratching. Ooh, that feels good to scratch there. All right. So tonight we have forgone our usual theme. We haven't done any real research or we're just gonna play music we like, probably from a movie, maybe not.
More than likely. Or it'll be somehow related to a film or a TV show.
Yeah, something like that. But. Things that we don't normally get to play because, you know, those movies don't fit into a theme or they're not the main big song from that movie or whatever it is. So right off the top there, what do we have, Mark?
That was John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. That's a mouthful. And On the Dark Side.
Can you see that three times fast, please?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
Not properly. Anyway, you probably know the band better as Eddie and the Cruisers. And that was the big hit song off of that movie, which is a decent... It's a decent fake band movie, but it's one of those movies I always thought was a bit silly in that you had a Springsteen-esque band pre-Beatles.
Mm.
It doesn't mesh with the timeline. I don't buy it.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't overthink these things. It'll just ruin it for you. You got to suspend your disbelief.
It's a great movie, though. It's about a rock star who decides he can't face being big and rich and famous and fakes his death at the end of the movie.
Yeah, life's rough when you're rich and famous.
Evidently.
All right, so that was Mark's choice. because I was running a little late tonight, I'm going to let Mark choose the next one, too. Mark,
all right.
What do you got up next?
This is a really obscure one. This is a song that for the artist sounds a lot like Rod Stewart. And for the life of me, I forever thought it was a Rod Stewart song. But I could never find it. It's from the film How I Got Into College, which is your typical 80s silly movie. But it had a pretty good soundtrack, including this one, which, again, I thought was Rod Stewart. And if you listen to the artist, the name is Clymie Fisher. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know anything about this person.
That's quite the handle, Clymie Fisher?
Clymie, C-L-I-M-I-E.
Wow. Sounds like something you use to clean your, like, calcium off stuff or whatever.
Sure, and I'm sure that's what their parents
Clymie
thought.
Clymie Fisher's all-purpose scrub whatever, I don't know.
CLR.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, the song is called Love Changes Everything. It's from the movie. And I always loved the song as a single. It was a pretty good tune. But that movie never came out with an actual official soundtrack. This song is in the movie, though.
All right. So this is Clymie Fisher on Mark and Simon Sounder Show on 80-101.5.
Only 17 when she cause my heart is true. She said, baby, everything is alright. Upside, out of sight. Baby, everything is alright. Upside, clean out of sight. She's a pearl of a girl, I guess that's what you might say. Right side of track, she was born and raised in a great big old house full of butlers and maids. She said, no one is better than I know I'm just an average guy. No football hero or smooth on one. Got empty pockets, see I'm a poor man's son. Can't give other things that money can buy, but I never, never, never make my baby cry. And it's out of sight, because my heart is true. She said, baby, everything is alright. Upside, clean out of sight. Baby, everything is alright. Upside, clean out of sight. Baby, everything is alright. Upside,
15 seconds.
Okay, so anyone else wanting to know, that was about 15 seconds.
Well, now, it's a very important piece of information. We got, you know, you may have been, you know, you may have had your double boombox trying to record that song, and you, you know, you might have needed to know that you needed 15 seconds more of tape to get that tune in.
That's of course. And which tune was that song?
That was Uptight, Everything Is All Right by Little Stevie Wonder. Yes, that was back recorded in 1965 when he was still called Little Stevie Wonder because
wow,
he was little and he was Stevie Wonder.
He grew up later and became superstitious.
Yes, exactly. Well, he's not superstitious. He's only a little stitious.
He's regular
stitious. Yeah.
Average stitious.
So I caught that tune. I love that tune.
It's a great song.
I caught that tune on a recent episode of Mythic Quest, which is Apple TV Plus show that I was watching. It's quite a good show and it had a great little tune there. So I thought we'd play that tonight.
Is that a new one? Is that a new series?
Yeah, it's the third season is out right
okay
now. Yeah, it's about like a video game company that makes like a World of Warcraft type game, an online world with thousands or millions of players, that kind of thing. It's a pretty cool show, actually.
I've been watching this new one on Disney Plus, and it's an FX show called What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah. I that's on my list for sure. That's the,
it is
the vampire
hysterical
one. Yeah.
It's,
you've talked about that one before. Yeah.
Vampires in the Office.
Nice. So let's – we don't – well, maybe we'll find something from What We Do in the Shadows a bit later.
Could be.
Let's play something else that I brought in. So a few weeks back, we had a great show with if I do say so myself, we had a great show with Football Movies and our guest Tyler Chernowski from –
The Hamilton Ticats. Number 89.
Number 88, I think. Could be wrong. Anyway.
He has a number on his back. That is for sure.
It has an 8. 1-8. Two digits. One of them's an 8, for sure. So.
Sorry, Tyler.
When we were playing songs from Remember the Titans, I really wanted to play Express Yourself by some bands whose – you've probably got it. It's a very long name. Charles Wright and the somethings.
Yeah, there it is. Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd something.
Band or something band. Yes. It's very long. Anyway, this is like the original Express Yourself. It's been sampled like a million times. Public Enemy used it. A bunch of other bands have used it. Anyway, so this is Express Yourself by the Charles – what's his name again?
Charles Wright Charles and the Wright Watts and the 103rd something.
Band. Yes. All right. Here it is. Express Yourself from Remember the Titans on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on
Indy 101.5.
Express yourself. Express yourself.
don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord, do it good. Oh yeah. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. Everybody on the floor now, jumping like a kangaroo. So let the horn do the thing they do, y'all.
Hey, 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 hey.
That was Ike and Tina Turner and Take Me Higher.
That was really good. I love that version.
That was a great version. I had to dig around a little bit from that. So I mentioned a minute ago that I don't know if I actually finished my thought. We got distracted by trying to remember what number Tyler has on his back when he plays football. But the point is, we were going to play – I wanted to play these two tunes back when we did the football movies, but we didn't have the tracks handy. So we played some other great tunes from Remember the Titans. But these two ones, Express Yourself and this Take Me Higher by Ike and Tina Turner. The song is more famous, the Sly and the Family Stone version.
Yes.
Is a little more famous, but that was a great version.
When Ike and Tina really started, they were mostly a cover band, like they called a tribute band.
Right.
The first time I heard that version of it was on, I found it on YouTube. It was Playboy After Dark.
Mm.
It was Hugh Hefner's old variety show.
All right, Hugh.
Back in the day from the Playboy penthouse in Chicago before he moved to Beverly Hills. And there's a couple of episodes on YouTube. It's a lot of fun to watch. It's in black and white. It's from the late 60s. And it's all just Hugh having a party.
Right.
There's
on.
Pretty Playboy bunnies running around and Red Fox or Shecky Green coming around and telling jokes. And then you'd have a musical act.
Right on. We should have more. We should have songs, or not. We should have more shows like that. Maybe not like penthouse or Playboy type shows, but variety shows with musical acts.
I think the 70s killed them.
Yeah, I mean Saturday Night Live is kind of like that too, but it's a comedy show with musical acts. It'd be better to just to have like a variety show with a variety of things. You know, yeah, we could bring them back. I think they could be done. We just got to not go where the 70s went with them. Which was a little too much.
Every entertainer possible. Hey, look, let's give the Osmonds. No, let's not give the Osmonds a variety show.
Yes, let's not. All right, what else we got? It's your turn. What do you got tonight?
We have, this is a fun one because it's one of those, it's a song that nobody knows about. It's a buried track. They took the name Red Hot Chili Peppers off of the soundtrack. I don't know, my CD copy has it blacked out.
Why?
I don't know. It's called I Make My Own Rules. It's on the soundtrack to Howard Stern's Private Parts. And it's the Chili Peppers with LL Cool J.
Sweet.
How cool is that?
Bring it on. Right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
You know the rules of the game, baby. We can handle this like gentlemen or we can get into some gangster shit. This is big time rock and roll, baby.
Back on up, I make my own rules. Back on up, I'm my own. ain't none left. Homeboy guilty, homegirl guilty. Who are you to play judge and jury? Filled with fury, the wrath of a tyrant. Who's to blame when the young get violent? When the clock cocks and pops, many drop. And if his mama get him out, will he stop? Dangerous, walking on the edge, don't anger us. Stop blaming us for the rules that you made. Games that you play, seems you got it made. Why you so afraid? Church burning, the Middle East, no justice, no peace. Gangsta rapper, now deceased. And what can we learn from this? Eventually the guilty burn from this. It's a universal threat. Time bomb ticking, the clock is set. Generation X, live and direct. The Constitution, execution, emancipation, annihilation. Burial rights for all stereotypes. Amsterdam got bright red lights. New York's the apple, Hollywood's the dream. LL Cool J, must see green. Red hot chili peppers down with the team. From the cradle to the grave, sing this theme.
Back on up,
I make my own rules. Come on now. Back on up, ha. I'm an old man, I make my own rules.
Back on up,
I make my own rules. Check it out now.
Back on up,
I'm an old man, I make my own rules.
Break the rules, break the rules. Make 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 the rules, break the rules.
Back on up,
I make my own rules.
Back on up,
I'm my own man, I make my own rules.
Back on up,
I make my own rules. Check it out now.
Back on up,
I'm my own man, I make my own rules.
Break the rules, 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 break the
Hey, Life is Life.
That's Opus.
And what movie is that from?
That is from Take Me Home Tonight from 2011.
Oh.
Or The Young Pope from 2016.
Who was in Take Me Home Tonight?
Not a clue.
Oh, or that's not very good research, Mark.
Well, that's what Tune finds.
Our listener wants to know.
Whatsong.com had that for Opus, Life is Life.
All right. Well, that's a great tune. What year? That was like, what,
83?
Right, right on. Yeah. It's a great tune. I'm surprised that it wasn't in any like, those are all, you know, 2011, 2016. I'm surprised it wasn't in any 80s movies.
Maybe they wanted too much for the song. Yeah, it was a big hit back in the day.
Yes, it was a big hit. All right. So, we played some songs from School of Rock a few weeks back when we did our Jack show. All people and characters named Jack. And I recently rewatched School of Rock, and it was just like, there's so many good tunes in School of Rock. So I've got a few of them coming up here. The first one is actually not the version that's in School of Rock. So if you've seen School of Rock at the end, the School of Rock band, they're singing this AC/DC song, Long Way to the Top. It's kind of the silly version. It's at the end during the credits, right?
Yes.
As I was watching the credits the other day, I was reminded what a great tune this really is. So I thought, let's play the original version.
This is my absolute favorite AC/DC song.
It's a great AC/DC. How many rock songs have? I mean, it's not
– Have bagpipes?
Have bagpipe solos in them. I mean, it's more than one, but this is maybe the first and the best. Anyway, here it is on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show from School of Rock, sort of. Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll by AC/DC.
Riding on the highway, Unfiltered alternative rock. This is Indie 101.5.
Such a cool tune. Love that band.
All right. So, yeah. So, that let's just back up a little bit. So, we played AC/DC, which was sort of related to School of Rock.
Well, they did a cover of School of Rock. We just did the original.
And then we played the Ramones. My Brain is Hanging Upside Down. Is that what that one's called?
Yeah.
So, that's also from School of Rock. It's not really featured. It's kind of like in the background of a montage while Jack Black's teaching his students all about rock and roll. It's a great tune. And like, it's not a really well-known one. Like, it's not on the Ramones greatest hits or anything,
right?
But it's a great tune. And then to finish off that set, we had Short-Term Hero by the
Short Change Hero.
So that one is the theme song for a show called Strike Back. Strike Back is a Miramax show. And it's not a porn. Although there's a few spicy scenes in it. It's very much R-rated, even though it was a – like it was a TV show. It was a British,
it was an HBO show or something.
Yeah. It was a British show mostly. It's about basically like British SAS officers.
Cool.
And the original – the book that it's based on was actually written by an ex-SAS officer, Chris Ryan, I think his name is. Anyway, the show deviates humongously from – the book, but still, it's a great show. There's, I think, 4 or 5 seasons, and then it kind of all the original cast left, and they started like with a new team, and it didn't last very long. But great show, tons of great actors in it make guest appearances. Like you'll see people that you've seen from Game of Thrones and other shows that are like that. Where it's a great show. I think it was on Crave when I watched it. I don't know if it still is, but yeah. Strike Back. It's a great show. That was the theme song. I also remember that song was in a movie that The Rock was in that I watched on Netflix. I can't remember if it was a Netflix movie. It wasn't that one with Ryan Reynolds, and it was some like really kind of lower budget like movie that The Rock must have done like just to prove that he could be in a movie and not
a little movie?
Not just a wrestler. Yeah, right. I can't remember what it was. It was something to do with like he was a criminal. He got out. He was trying to mend his ways, but then he like got sucked back in somehow.
So Walking – oh, I know. The one with Stifler.
No, it wasn't that one. It was a really like obscure movie actually. I don't even think it – I think it was like a direct-to-video or direct-to-streaming type deal. Huh. I'll see if I can figure it out. Well, we played the next song.
And the next one, we have a second one by The Heavy, which is the last band we played. And this is from the movie Horrible Bosses.
Great movie.
How Would You Like Me Now? Mark and Simon's soundtrack show.
On Indie 101.5. I did it that time.
I couldn't be wrong. Now you need to know.
Right, who is that girl?
I believe that was Madonna. Oh. And that's from the title song from the soundtrack to the film Who's That Girl with her and Roseanne Arquette.
Very nice. I think you should share your experience with that movie.
I saw that film in 1985 when it came out, and it was at the drive-in, and it was the first at the Starlight around, you know, down Stony Creek, and it was the first movie of the night. The second one was Rambo, First Blood Part 2, which every 12-year-old really needed to see.
I think so. I didn't get to see it till I was a little older than that. Because
you had better parents than me.
Well, maybe, but I don't know about that. That's debatable, especially when you're 12. So, but I don't remember Who's That Girl. I don't know for sure if I've seen it, but like, what was it like sitting in a car watching a Madonna movie with your parents?
It was a cheesy romantic comedy.
Oh, was it? Okay. It wasn't like that. Her other movie, Desperately Seeking Susan or whatever it was, that was a little more, maybe you wouldn't want to watch it with your mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. So thank you for indulging us this evening as we've played just some tunes that we want to play.
Yes.
We hope you dug them. And we're going to wrap things up.
This is a favorite of both of ours. And it's a...
Don't judge us.
Please don't. But it's a cool tune. It's Puff Daddy and Jimmy Page. And it's Jimmy's song, so realistically it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's Come With Me from the soundtrack, the 97 version of Godzilla.
All right. So before we wrap things up and play the tune, so this is the version of Godzilla where Ferris Bueller fights Godzilla.
Yes.
Yes. And this was when Puff Daddy was Puff Daddy. He maybe...